Thank you for coming to relax today. Let me explain a 5-step technique that I've been using over the last few years and has been enjoyed by a number of kids from grade 4 to grade 8 and from a number of kids from age 18 to 88. And this is a 5-step procedure based on Herbert Benson's work. Look him up on the internet. He's done some amazing stuff to show how meditating and using progressive relaxation techniques allows your body to heal itself and rejuvenate every cell and to switch on those genes responsible for a healthy immune system. So this technique is aimed at quietening the body and quietening the mind. And in fact, the most enjoyable parts are when you've gone through the relaxation phase and getting into the point where you're allowing your thoughts to go completely still. You will notice me in this technique occasionally allowing long periods of silence between things that I'm saying, and use those opportunities to just watch your mind and watch the inner dialogue that goes on, and catch yourself when you get off on a train of thought and just say, oh, there I go thinking again, and allow your thoughts to go still. You can do that by just imagining being in a completely quiet, dark room. Or, as some people have said, being inside this white ping pong ball where you can't see anything. It's just whiteness. I've heard this exercise described as being a very calm observation of a stream that you're sitting in front of, and your thoughts are like the litter and the leaves and the branches that float down in front of you. And every now and then you'll see another cluster of things coming into your awareness, and if you find yourself thinking, just imagine that you let those thoughts and twigs and leaves drift on by and allow the stream to go clear again. I like to imagine my mind is like this deep mountain lake, and on the surface are my thoughts. If I'm really busy in all my thoughts, the surface of the lake has all these choppy waves and white caps. But if I allow my thoughts to go still, then the lake slowly becomes quiet. And like those mornings when you look out across the lake, it's completely still, perfectly flat, like a mirror reflecting the skies. And just register this feeling that I'm in right now as a very relaxed and centered feeling. And if it's a really good one, I'll store it away on my bookshelf to remember what it felt like to be completely relaxed. So that then when I start this again the next time, I can just remember how relaxed I was the last time, and within seconds, become that relaxed again right now. Let me quickly review the 5 steps to this technique. Step number 1 I call shake down and get comfortable. And if you do some stretching or just shake your leg and shake your arms and stretch a bit, find yourself a comfortable position where you can sit comfortably for 5, 10, or 15 minutes. And find a spot where you can rest undisturbed and allow your thoughts to go completely still. Step number 2 is to do 5 or 10 deep breaths, allowing the air to rush out as fast as it wants to. Every time you breathe out, your brain sends a message to every muscle throughout your body to relax a little bit more. This relaxation response is what my hero Herbert Benson has discovered back in the 1960s, and it's his technique that we're using today for step number 4 and 5. Step number 3 is to remember the last time you were really relaxed. And remember it so vividly that you can become that relaxed again right now. Often various forms of visualization aid in that memory and augment the healing process of your meditation. It's very powerful sometimes to imagine your attention is like a spotlight, and where your awareness flows, energy flows. There's an old saying I've heard, where attention goes, energy flows. And imagine as you place your awareness in all 10 toes that your toes light up like light bulbs from the inside out, glowing like these white, glowing, healing, tingling sensation. And as you move that awareness into your feet, feel your feet warm up and glow and tingle with this white, warm, tingling sensation. And when you move your awareness up into your ankles and your calves and your shins, and continue up your legs and into your body and down into your arms and back up into your neck and your head, imagine your awareness is this white, glowing, healing light. And that where you place your awareness, energy is flowing. So in step number 3, when you remember the last time you were really relaxed, imagine your whole body glowing with this white, warm, healing light as it sinks in deeper and deeper into that sensation of being relaxed. Step number 4 is the progressive relaxation technique. And essentially, you have to ask your body, piece by piece, to let go of any tension it might be holding. In fact, I like to talk to my body like a pet and say, good feet, thank you feet. Oh, now lie down feet, okay, relax. Good feet, now ankles. Ankles, good, relax. Now moving up. And I would talk to my body and say, thank you. And as I progress through all the different parts of my body, I get deeper and deeper into a state of relaxation. And at the end, when we're relaxing our face and our head and our scalp, I imagine my whole body glowing from the inside out, from the tips of my toes to the tips of my fingers up to the top of my head. And I imagine what it would feel like, literally, to be floating weightlessly. Warm, content, relaxed, feeling every cell from the tips of my toes to the top of my head. In step number 5, we allow our thoughts to go completely still. This is when we start to observe that we have habitual trains of thought that keep popping up, often just out of habit. And by allowing those thoughts to take over and continue their train, we give those thoughts a little bit more energy to become more likely to pop up again. So it's good to catch when your train of thoughts pop up and just say, not now, I'm resting. What you'll find is that who you are is not that train of thought. Who you are is the one watching it. I'd like to explain a technique that is both rejuvenating for every cell in the body, but is also a way of opening up a channel of creativity within your unconscious, or of being able to calm the internal chatter of your mind that keeps you in a state of anxiety, and to be able to deal with the pressures of the world around you. The technique that I'm going to be explaining and practicing with you is based on the progressive relaxation technique made popular by Herbert Benson, a professor at Harvard and a doctor at Associated Hospitals in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And since the 1960s, Herbert Benson has been studying the effect of the relaxation response. And in his most recent work, in the 2007 book called The Relaxation Revolution, Herbert Benson has done studies to show that by learning how to relax the body and how to quieten the mind, one can actually encourage and build the immune system. On the other hand, this five-step technique can also be used simply to allow yourself to recharge when you're feeling a little overwhelmed with life, feeling the stresses of everyday living, or having to deal with these continuously nagging thoughts about your responsibilities, and you need an opportunity to just get away, to relax, and to get yourself centered again.